Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. Another edition, start of a new week as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline USA. Obviously, TuneIn Radio and iHeart and Simple Radio around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network as we get it ramped up for a Monday into a Tuesday. Away we go. Obviously, coming out of a big weekend, the NBA Finals, we're starting to get a little more clarity as the Celtics inch two wins away from their 18th World Championship. Stanley Cup resumes Monday night, tonight into the morning with some analysis in the overnight, of course, with Jeff and Jen and the whole crew on the other part of Sports Overnight America right here. We'll keep you updated throughout the night with scores, some interviews, obviously some highlights of the hockey. Dan Hurley's going to stay put at UConn. He spurned $70 million in the Lakers. Listen, he did the math. He could add $70 million easily. He did the math, too. The average tenure for the last eight or nine Laker coaches has been roughly 2 years. So, you know, you could go on, take the money and run. But you can also really mess up your career. Plus, his wife, it seems like, had a big influence on him. You know, and he's an East Coast guy. It's probably an I-95. You know, he will, I believe, Dan Hurley will be in the NBA as a head coach someday. Make that Philadelphia. Make that the Knicks. Maybe the Nets. Who knows? Maybe Boston. I mean, coached in New England, at Rhode Island, and, of course, Connecticut. You know, Missoula's not going to be around forever. So there is a bright future for Dan Hurley, and who knows, probably going to get a third championship at UConn, maybe not consecutively, but, you know, two in a row. And they have, I mean, look at their last 12 tournament games have been blowouts. Think about that for a minute. I mean, you got to go back to John Wooden to find college basketball, 12, a dozen, not four, not five, not 10. A dozen games, double digits, and some of them 30 points, 25 points, just dismantling the opposition. So Hurley stays put, but Puck will be big. We look forward to that. Got a special announcement tomorrow. We're very excited about that. Some things we're going to be doing here on this program, and just really pumped up for that. Dominic Jimenez as well. Caitlin Clark, no go with the Olympic team. My eyebrows were arched. My eyebrows were arched and my chin dropped. I couldn't believe it. I'll share on the other side. We'll get some Dominic reaction as well to that Olympic team.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, rolling along here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America. And I want to salute the New England Mercedes-Benz dealers with their pre-owned specials they got going on. Boy, I tell you what, some of these pre-owned Mercedes are just in immaculate condition. Check it out at your participating Mercedes dealer throughout the New England region. And we're still coming to you from New England. We're Texas bound as we head now the series. We'll move games 3 and 4 and then hopefully back to Boston. I'll start right here at the top. Celtics are winning their 18th championship by virtue of, you know, winning 4 games, obviously, and the best 4 out of 7. And here's why. And they're not losing 4 out of 5, and Dallas is not beating Boston 4 out of the next 5. And that's what the Mavs would have to do to come back and win this series. Now, you know, if I'm known for anything, it might be, nice pick, and then Dallas gets down 0-2 and then wins 4 straight, and we call it good, right? I don't see it. Boston, you know, and Dom alluded to this too, and kind of got me thinking more. When you look at this idea that Doncic and Kyrie might be the best, you know, running backcourt in the NBA's history, boy, I mean, it's like it's the kiss of death because, I mean, Kyrie right now is like a combined 12 for 37 and 38. He has had a horrific series. And I'm going to tell you, I think the Boston fans have gotten to him. He responded last night. You know, you don't see much of this on TV, but when you're there, you watch how he reacts to that crowd. And they got on him, and, you know, they got on him during the starting lineups. Excuse me, right after the anthem. They're just on him. I mean, they're on him at courtside. They're on him when he touches the ball. And I think it got to him. Now, do I know that for 100% certain? No. But just reading his body language and how he acknowledges the crowd, and he eggs them on what he does. He makes it sound like they're giving him a standing O, and so he raises his, you know, he puts his palms to the sky like, hey, ramp it up, ramp it up. So, you know, he's just got a bad, he's just got a very, very, you know, twisted and just a contorted relationship with the Boston sports fans. And that's, you know, that's just going back to 2019. So, you know, it's 5 years ago. Let it go, Boston fans, really. But they don't. And, you know, they get liquored up and they get a little vociferous and they get a little full of themselves. But, yeah, I mean, Boston, they're just too deep. Holiday, I mean, one night he scores 10. And you think, boy, you know, what'd they get for Drew Holiday? You know, bring back Marcus Smart. I was a big Marcus Smart guy. I wouldn't give up Holiday right now if my life depended on it. I mean, he is just, and last night, the 26 points, you know, 19, I think he, what did he have, 19 in the first half or 17 at half and then 9 in the second half. But more than that, just, you know, defense and hasn't had a turnover yet. And Doncic has had 8 last night. It was just a mess. It just was. Dallas didn't take care of the basketball. Dallas couldn't shoot. Doncic threw him on his back. He did what he could. You know, 3-4, 6-point lead. Boston never blinked. You could just tell they were going to hang around, put together that patented run, and they got up 14 with 3:32 to go. And then Dallas just one last gasp to try to make a run. But when you're down with 3.5 to go, 14, that's all she wrote. And you could see it. The air was out of their sails, and now the Mavs limp home. And I'll say this: Joe Mazzulla finally, someone got to him. Maybe he read a book on basketball. He finally figured out how to call a timeout. Man, his timeouts were so perfect last night. I mean, every single one of them. Now, I'm not sitting here scoring in the game about timeouts, but you could just feel it. You could just feel it, and boom, he came out with his hands clasped and popped that tee up into the air and got the timeout. And Boston, if you look at the stat sheet in the running tab on that game last night, look what Boston did out of timeouts. They controlled that basketball game. So they're up 2-0. Dallas probably going to get one, right? They'll get one down there. If they get game 3, that's going to give us some juice. Obviously, if they lose on Wednesday night, then I think we could have an El Sweepo. And remember what I said earlier this week, or I should say before this series started, there was a lot of talk on Boston Sports Talk Radio and across the 6-8 New England region. There were people that I respected that said, hey, this Dallas team cannot play with Boston. Boston is focused. That Tatum learned his lesson from 2 years ago up 2-1 to Golden State. I've said that a million times. There's a maturation process. There's a identity revelation. You have to learn how to be a champion. You have to learn how to win championships. It's not something you can do with luck, although it helps to have a little bit of luck. But for the most part, you got to have the talent, the team chemistry, the coaching, and it has to be a confluence of the aforementioned ingredients for a championship to come together in most cases, by and large. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing the maturation. Tatum had a damn near triple-double last night, and it looked ugly. He had, 2 points at halftime? I mean, I looked up at the stat sheet at halftime. I said, but he had to go deeper. You had to go deeper into that stat sheet. He had 2 points, but he had 8 assists. He was playing unselfishly. He wasn't thinking, hey, let's launch a 3 with the shot clock at 8. You know, the shot clock many times was on the verge of buzzing, and they're making a quick pass and got an easier bucket. So, yeah, those are just some observations so far. 2 down, 2 to go from Boston. I'm hoping we see a 7-game series for a lot of reasons. There's nothing like a game 7. You know, it's kind of like Stanley Cup, and I'll go to that item number 2 here in a second. But, you know, there's nothing like that game 7. It's just fun. It's the end of the season. It's beyond the first day of summer. It'll be the 23rd day of June if we get to game 7. Everybody's ramped up. It'll be 150 degrees inside the Garden. The scene outside these last two Sunday, last night Sunday, and of course, man, I can't remember. When did they play? Thursday, Sunday? I mean, it's just they spread these damn things out terribly. But anyways, that being said, yeah, last night, I mean, there was a traffic jam coming up 93 South from southern New England into Boston through Quincy and into, you know, Dorchester and, you know, going by the JFK Library on a Sunday night, 6 o'clock, 2 hours before a tip, bumper to bumper. I'm like, man, oh, man. But, yeah, it all worked out. A very great, you know, back-to-back Thursday and Sunday with, you know, a really good Garden experience. So, Boston probably in 5. Maybe I'd, you know, 6 I'd sign for. I'd sign for 7 as long as you tell me Boston's going to win it. All right, let's get to the puck real quick. All eyes on Florida. I'll spend a little on this because I got Rick Carter coming up. I just want to say Chris Johnson of The Athletic. Now, The Athletic you know, it was bought by the New York Times. So the sports page is now the New York Times is the Athletic. And I thought Chris Johnson wrote a great piece today on, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender. I didn't realize Bobrovsky, 35 years old, and it wasn't too long ago where they couldn't get rid of his $10 million salary. He was killing them with the cap. It was a very unfriendly cap hit of $10 million. And that was, less than a year and a half ago. That was like 15, 16 months ago. And, you know, backup goaltender Alex Lyon was leading the Panthers into a late season sojourn deep into the playoffs. Alex Lyon, I forgot that. So Bobrovsky's been the rising Phoenix, two-time Vezina Cup winning trophy or Vezina Trophy winning goaltender, and now a Hall of Fame bid likely gets sealed if he puts in three more performances like he did in game one. He was spectacular. 32 saves, shutout, 3-0. I think Florida had less than 15 shots, 3 goals. Skinner was way in over, Stuart Skinner was way in over his head. He may be again tonight. So Edmonton, Connor McDavid, best player in the, in the world right now, hockey-wise, notwithstanding, there is not a lot of hope right now for Edmonton. And they're in the same boat as Dallas, basketball-wise. I mean, if Edmonton doesn't win tonight, they're in a huge, huge hole. All right, and then Dan Hurley stays put. We'll spend a little time on that later on. Plus, we got Frank Martin, a light heavyweight fighter, coming up. He'll fight Saturday night in Vegas at MGM. We spoke to him over the weekend. A really nice, nice young man from Michigan. And we're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe, here on Sports Byline. So Caitlin Clark thoughts late in the show. Coming back. You were with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip. I told her, get with the program, walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No, nice try, wrong vibe, maybe next time.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're counting down to face-off on a Monday into a Tuesday. We got NBA Boston up 2-0. Give you a quick hit on Caitlin Clark. Then we'll get Rick Carter in here, and I'll keep it short, and I'll give you a little more U.S. women's team. You know, my initial reaction was irritated, you know, just lashing out. And at the end of the day, look, she's not on the team. I still think she's going to end up on the roster. She's an alternate. One of these players, I forgot who it is, got a bum knee and ankle. I think Caitlin Clark's going to be in Paris. I just do. I do. But, you know, listen, they got a, it's a veteran-laden team. If I had one issue, it's Taurasi. She's been this with, what, six? She's got six gold medals. But, hey, look, it. Clark handled it perfectly. And I never agree with Rebecca Lobo. She's nails on a chalkboard. Rebecca Lobo makes me crazy on TV. I can't watch her. I cannot watch her. And if I have to, like we did up in Albany, I forced myself, I just go cuckoo. But, you know, I got to give Rebecca Lobo credit. Nine words is what she said about Caitlin Clark. And she said basically she handled her snub beautifully. She just did. She handled it perfect. She just said, hey, I'll go work on my game. And, you know, she's probably better off at the end of the day. But I'll tell you, state of Iowa, I call back home. People are miffed. People are going crazy. They can't believe it. This has been a meteoric rise to fame for Caitlin. Look, she's got $58 million. You think she really cares? I mean, deep down inside, I'm sure she's jilted. She's not going to show you. She comes from a classy family. But she can stay home and count her money because she's going to be at the Olympics, someday next go around. But we'll see. It's not going to detract from my interest. I'm going to follow this women's team, hope like heck, and they will. They'll win the gold, and this will be merely a little fly speck in the ocean. So enough on that. All right, let's get them in here. Game two. This is probably, I'm going to say it right now, this is the series. I mean, Edmonton, they don't necessarily have to win because they will not have lost the home game yet. If you buy into that theory, and I do a little bit, but if they get smoked again, 3-0, 5-1, something like that, they're going to be in a world of trouble. Let's get Mr. Carter in here. Rick Carter, one of our two hockey analysts on the postseason throughout, along with Brock Hines. Let's get Rick Carter in here. Mr. Carter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
Good. Where do you want to – let's get right to the chase. Bobrovsky shut out, 32 saves. A lot of people think it's the Hall of Fame at 35 when this career is over. 15 months ago, he was not even playing. He was watching Alex Lyon ride the Panthers deep into the postseason. Let's start with Bobrovsky's shutout game one, and how much weight do you want to put into this game two tonight, Sunrise, Florida? Go ahead.
I put a lot of weight into it, and Bobrovsky put on a masterclass in terms of how to win a playoff hockey game. You know, he was spectacular through and through. You know, Edmonton came at him and literally first couple of periods threw the kitchen sink at him, 70 shot attempts. You know, only not all of them got through, but you know, I thought Florida did a great job of keeping things to the outside. And Bobrovsky, when he had to be great, he was great. That's it.
Yeah, Verhagen got the first one, then Rodriguez lit the lamp, and boy, at 2-0, it seemed like it seemed like a football game that's 31-0. It just there was really no life. Listen, Florida got dominated in terms of shots on goal too. That's the other thing. I mean, Skinner.
Yep.
I don't think he faced 15 shots the whole night, Rick. So is he the problem? And do you think? You know, behind the scenes, Edmonton's saying, you know, our problem is a huge problem because Skinner is so darn hot and cold. I mean, let's start right there. What about the goaltending with Edmonton?
I think that, you know, you bring up a lack of production on Florida's part. And, you know, it seems like in every series, Florida has started out trying to get the other team's number and try and figure them. They're like a boxer that starts slow and tries to measure their opponent. But once you saw them in the third period was dominant on Florida's, and I didn't see any chance of Edmonton coming back in that game, even though they did have some chances. But you know, they're not. You have to get bodies in front of Bobrovsky, or you're not going to win this hockey game. Not any hockey games ever.
All right, let's get to Edmonton's big two, Connor McDavid. I mean, he gets glossy headlines, and you know, he enjoys a huge, huge media contingent, a media crush. Leon Draisaitl, he is not exactly chopped liver. You have chronicled extremely well how Leon has been just huge, and these two big guns have got to start firing. How much pressure on these two? Let's hear.
Well, I think they've got a lot of pressure, but in the same respect, I thought they both played really well on Saturday night. And I think they will continue to play well, and you cannot keep them off the board forever. So the key is that you try and keep them off the board more than to win four games. That's it.
Yeah, and again, Rick Carter on the Stanley Cup playoffs game two in Sunrise, Florida, Amerant Bank Arena. This is, you know, I think a must-win too. Rick, a lot of people don't subscribe to the playoffs don't begin till you lose a game on your home ice or home court or your home field or whatever. But I don't know. I can go either way. To me, it's not a one-size-fits-all. To me, you've got to feel the texture of it. And Saturday night, the texture was Florida, like you said, they feel you out. But, man, the Cats pounce. And when they pounce hard. And they're hitting. They're forechecking. And even though Edmonton had numbers skewed in their favor just in terms of opportunities and shots on goal, when you had steely-eyed Sergei Bobrovsky, the aforementioned goaltender, who is 14th all-time in wins, so, you know, he's got Hall of Fame numbers, but the big thing is he needs to skate around with the cup with his teammates, and he probably will. All right, so if we go with that idea that, yeah, you haven't lost anything until you lose at home ice, I don't think the Oilers, if they lose tonight, are going to be skating home going, well, we got them right where we want them. They would, if they pull even, if Edmonton wins tonight, Rick, it's my belief, now you've tilted the scales. Florida's lost the home ice, although they proved it in Boston and elsewhere that they can win on the road, including Madison Square Garden. So, long, convoluted question, how much weight do you put into Florida if they got knocked off tonight that they would come back and still be in a good spot?
You know, it's a great question, and I think that in my mind, it depends upon how they play. You can take pieces of Edmonton's game and be really impressed with them. At the end of the day, you've got to beat a world class goaltender and right now a world class team, and you have to beat them at their own game almost. And to go down 2-0. You'd be coming back to Edmonton with some real skepticism. You know, of course, you're going to go home and everybody's going to be excited to try and, you know, even the series out. But Florida's not a team that you want to play, you know, multiple games down on. Because that's what they do. They close out teams right in a hurry. So I think if they've got to come back and win tonight, or this thing's over in five.
Yeah, that's a big statement. Rick Carter with us, and you're right about that. They don't panic if they lose a game on their home ice. They don't panic on the road. They were down to Boston in one game, I want to say 2-0, and they shook it off like it was nobody's business. Won it in overtime. Controversial goal, a goal that they allowed, which they shouldn't have. But that seems like a million years ago. Here's where I want to go with you one final time, though. Edmonton won 16 straight during the regular season. Now, that's in the context of an 82-game or 81-game regular season. I get that. Is it feast or famine with Edmonton? Is this just like the goaltender? Is this just a hot team, and when they're hot, look out, and when they're cold, they look very ordinary? Is this a topsy-turvy team of extremes one way or the other with the Edmonton Oilers? Let's hear.
They need their bottom six to do something here. And you can't keep on going to the well with that top, you know, duo with McDavid and Draisaitl. You know, Zach Hyman has been a great ancillary piece to those two, as well as Nugent Hopkins. You know, you can add in a host of others, but it's that middle grouping of forwards and defensemen that they really need something from. And if they don't, I think they're in real trouble here. What I think you're going to see tonight, mark my words, you're going to get big bodies in front of Bobrovsky, and don't be surprised to see Corey Perry light the lamp tonight, because he's a gamer. It's his fifth Stanley Cup with five different teams. They need him to give them a little bit of boost. He's got a mean streak a mile long. He's a big body. He can get in front of the net, and he can score just dirty goals. So I like that for the evening tonight. And if he comes through tonight, they've got a really good chance at evening the series up.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Rick, great job. We will talk to you later on as we now watch this series go to games two. And then off to Canada we go. Edmonton, we'll get a crack at these guys, the Florida Panthers, even if they were to lose tonight. Great job, Rick. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Marty. Have a great night.
You got it, Rick Carter, as we come back here. We got a great fighter up, Frank Martin. He is coming up next here on Byline.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See totalbyverizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Talk of the world of sports here, Sports Weekend, presented by American Premium Vodka and the Buy Plus program at Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 down towards your closing costs. Buy Plus Rocket Mortgage as we talk the world of sports. All right, let's get them in here. Frank Martin and Frank, thank you so much for being with us this weekend across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Frank, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, I'm really glad to talk to you. Hey, I want to start in reverse here. We'll get to your background in a moment. You got a big fight coming up a week from tonight. How timely to get you on here. Let's talk about this fight coming up next Saturday night. June 15th, place is going to be banged out. It'll be the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Gervonta Davis, kid from Baltimore, WBA lightweight title on the line. Your thoughts about him, his thoughts about you. Tell us about Gervonta Davis as you go with him next Saturday night for the WBA lightweight title. Let's hear. Go ahead.
You know, as we all know, you know, we know what Gervonta brings to the table. You know, we know he's a tough guy. He's one of the faces of boxing at the moment. You know, and a lot of guys, you know, would sign with him just because of, you know, the fighter that they know he is. I mean, then you got a guy like me, a hungry young fighter, who's ready to come and, you know, take it all from me. But, you know, I know it won't be an easy task, but I'm one of the true ones that's definitely ready and able to answer all the questions and the you know, the things that he do in the ring. I'll be able to capitalize off of everything or every mistake that he make.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. How do you match up with him pound for pound, punch for punch? You're a left-hander, I do believe I've read. Is that going to be problematic for him? So how do you match up with him? And the fact that you do come from the port side, is that going to be an advantage, or is that something you think an experienced fighter like him, and you are as well, he'll be prepared for your vicious left hand? Let's hear.
I feel like it's an even playing field. You know, we both left-handed fighters. But when it comes to speed and power and things like that, I feel that he hasn't faced a guy like me, you know, his whole career, you know, so I feel that maybe, you know, in a fight, it'll be a different look for him just because of, you know, I feel I have good footwork, good speed, good power. I think it's going to be a lot come fight night that he won't be expected of.
Yeah. You put a lot of pressure yourself on this. I mean, neither of you guys have lost the fight. Something's got to give unless it's a draw Saturday night. What are your thoughts going in when you haven't been beaten yet? What are your thoughts? And you know he's thinking the same way. He's unblemished at this point, Frank. Let's hear. Go ahead. Both of you guys unbeaten.
Honestly, my thoughts, like, I haven't thought, like, of losing or, you know, like, my old going to wear anything like that. You know, I haven't had that thought pop up in my head. It's just been, I've just been working so hard and been so focused. So, you know, I won't be the one who receives that, you know, that that loss on their record. You know, I just feel that, you know, when a guy's been there for a while, not saying he's hungry, he lost his hunger, but I just feel that, you know, it's a different, it'll be a little different for him this fight when you got another guy in there that may be more hungry than you for, you know, for the win.
Talking to Detroit, you were born there, Detroit native, Frank Martin, Saturday night, Gervonta Davis, looking forward to it. All right, let's look at your career. Are you where you want to be? And let's go back to your youth. At what point in your life, Frank, did you say, you know what, I can do this. I want to do this. I want to be a professional boxer. I'm ready to go. What was the age? And just let our audience know, especially to the young guys out there and the big fight fans, just the sacrifices and commitments you had to make to get where you are today. Let's hear, Frank. Go ahead.
So I started pretty late. You know, I started fighting at the age of 18, which is late in the sport of boxing. But, like, as soon as I started, it was kind of like the last sport that I did. I played football and wrestled. So it was, like, one of them last sports I did. And I understood that, like, me making a way out of, where I'm from and things like that and actually becoming successful, it was going to be me being an athlete. You know, it was going to be me using my athleticism, you know, and the gifts that I have to open up other doors. But it was mainly me being an athlete. So with boxing being the last sport, I just told myself that I would give my all to it, you know, and that's just kind of what I did. Like, and I stuck to my word, and now I'm here, and one of the biggest fights of my life is in front of me. But that came with all me sticking to my word from the time that I signed up. I knew that this would be a sport that I would just give my all to.
I love having you on, and we've got a few more moments with you, and I want to spend some time. You know, you got a nickname called The Ghost. I want to know where that came from, number one, Frank. And then I want to know the difference between you away from the ring and then what happens, the transformation personality-wise, mentally, physically, when you get inside those ropes, and that we'll focus on next Saturday night again. Why do they call you The Ghost? Where did that come from? And then what about your mentality and the difference between you outside the ropes as opposed to when you jump inside the ropes, put those gloves on, and away you go? Let's hear.
So I got the nickname Ghost just basically with me starting boxing real late, coming and beating some of the top guys who, you know, I wasn't supposed to beat, you know. Nobody knew who I was. I just kind of came out of the blue and was beating guys, and, like, certain refs and things like that would be looking like, who is this guy? Like, where did he come from? And then the first year, well, my first year I fought at the National Golden Gloves, that was 2015, I beat the number one ranked guy in the country named Abraham Nova. After that fight, like, all the judges, refs, everybody was just looking at me like the eyes and stuff, and they raised my hand, they was just like, they were looking at me crazy. So I was looking like, why are they looking at me like this? And I get out of the ring, everybody run up to me and was telling me I beat the number one ranked guy in the country and stuff like that. But I didn't even know at the time. So that year, that was my first year going to the National Golden Gloves. I placed third. And then back 2016, at the time, my coach, he just kept in the back of my mind, you know, we got to go back, run it back, but, you know, we got to let them know that it's not a fluke. You know, we got to go take it, and we got to win it. So 2016, National Golden Gloves come back around. I get to the night before the championship. We working out in, like, a boil hall room at the hotel that we were staying in, and the lights, like, I'm running around just with my sweat bag on and stuff trying to cut my weight. The lights in the room just, like, went off. The lights completely in the hotel went off. So, like, at that time, my coaches put on their flashes on the phone. Everybody else, all the other fighters, stopped working out. So you see me running around the room. You see my shadow just, like, all on the wall while I'm running around the room still cutting weight in the dark. And then the next day, for the championship, we glove up. I go up to the gloving table. It's like the red carpet and stuff that you walk down to go to the ring. So when I get to the gloving table, I was representing Indiana at the time for the National Golden Gloves. So they, like, the gloving table, they're like, what you still doing here? Because, you know, Indiana's not big. Like, boxing.
Right,
so they're like, what
right.
you still doing here? So I'm like, I'm about to show you. And I ended up going and winning the National Golden Gloves for Team Indiana. And it had been like 32 years. And I had beat a guy named Virgil Ortiz in that championship fight. Yeah, so
man,
it was just like, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, Frank, man. That's a great story, dude. I mean, that really is. I love it. Hey, listen, by your own admission, late bloomer, Who did you admire? I mean, you know, you're a young guy, but, you know, when I think of Detroit, man, I think of Tommy Hitman Hearns. I don't know if you ever watched him on YouTube, but, man, he and Hagler. Oh, man, Hitman was a – so who kind of influenced you in your repertoire as a fighter? Can you share with us?
I like Roy Jones Jr. I like I would say Roy Jones, Roberto Duran, Pernell Whitaker, Floyd Mayweather, and this is Mike Tyson. These are styles, you know. So I'm the type of guy, I like certain fighters. Certain fighters do certain things good. So I may like a combination of fighter throw or, you know, a certain footwork move they do, and I may add it to my, you know, to my arsenal. But, like, I like to watch fighters and see certain things that they real good at, and I might add a little twist on it, but add it to my own arsenal.
Let me ask you one final thing, man. I love having you on. We're talking to Frank Martin. Gervonta Davis and he are going to collide next Saturday night at MGM. That place is going to be buzzing, and we are going to be following that like you. We are going to be all over that. Let me ask you this question, Frank. You're fighting yourself. Let's say you're outside yourself. You know what your strength is. You know what maybe you won't even admit to a weakness. And if you do, that's a weakness. Don't admit to a weakness. But if you were fighting yourself, say you were someone else, what would scare you most about going up against Frank Martin?
What would scare me most is the mystery behind me, the like, you don't know what you going to get, you know, like, you just don't know, like, because it's not a lot on me, but it's kind of like, you got people like, oh, he's okay, oh, he good, so it's kind of like that mystery, like, we really don't know what he's fully capable of, like, because he hasn't been on the big stage, or he hasn't been, it's just that question of, like, man, we really don't know exactly what he has. You know, and then just knowing that me, I feel like I'm a balanced fighter, you know, like I feel like I'm balanced and got it all and, like, you know, all the majority of the areas.
Do you have a lot of respect for
that question? To answer that question, the fact of not fully knowing what a guy gonna be able to bring to the table.
I love that. Hey, like you said, the mystery, the not knowing. And guess what? He's going to know. Gervonta Davis is going to know. Hey, real quick, one more. You have a lot of respect for Gervonta Davis? What do you know about him?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of respect for him?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's a fighter. You know, I for the most part, I respect all fighters, you know, unless, you know, a guy disrespects me or anything. But for the most part, you know, I got respect for him.
Tell you what, buddy, I can't wait. I'm so grateful. I want to thank you tonight. We had these older guys, we're forgetful, and I screwed up on the East Coast time zone with Central time zone where I live, and you're out there in Vegas. Man, I really appreciate this interview, and I hope when you win next Saturday night, we can get you back on as another notch in your belt and get that title on you, okay? Thank you very much, Frank. Good luck next week against Gervonta Davis, all right? Good job out of you.
No problem. No problem. Thank you. You have a good one.
You too, my man. Thank you, and thanks to your handlers and your folks out there, Isaiah in particular, wonderful folks. All right, Frank Martin, Gervonta Davis, MGM Grand Garden Arena next Saturday night, and I guarantee you will hear results and follow up on that fight right here. Thanks to Tucker Byrne, too, and his contacts for getting Frank Martin here on the program. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We are rolling along here across the country and around the globe. This is Sports Weekend on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, great job on a Frank Martin and also Rick Carter, Dominic Jimenez as well as we roll along here. Final few moments. Puck tonight, Edmonton, got to have it, I think. You know, more I think about it, if they even going back north of the border in their building, they got to split. So, but and even then, Florida has just shown a great propensity to not panic, not flip out, get tight. And they get down in a game. They get down in a series. They don't unravel. They don't beat themselves. Is the old cliche, right? So that's going to be a very tough spot. And NBA, we shall see. The venue now switches to the AAC, the American Airlines Center in Dallas. You know, Mark Cuban in Boston answering the critics, saying, you know, the Mavs tanked, and of course, you know, tampered and, you know, just did all sorts of stuff and then accused the Knicks of tampering with Jalen Brunson, which they did do. And I think it cost them, $750,000 and so on and so forth. I get a kick out of Cuban, though. And, you know, the media last night, just chasing him around the building and, you know, and look, he sold the, what's he hold? 27%, I think he said, 27% of the team he's held on to. The rest of it went to the gambling empire. The surviving the widow of, and I can't remember the dude's name, but yeah, one of the big gambling magnates out in Vegas. Is it Adelson? Anyhow, so, you know, but listen, Cuban's still the face. He is still the face of the Dallas Mavericks. He just is. So I've always liked the guy, and I'm a Shark Tank fan, and this is his last year, his last go-around with the Shark Tank. And he was entertaining Boston media too with all the companies that he is invested in around the greater New England area. All right, great job. Texas Bound is in store later on in the week. We get ready for games 3 and 4 in Dallas. Enjoy the Stanley Cup tonight. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk following the top of the hour here on Sports Byline. Adios.